She's 24 years old and already retired. Shawn Johnson, as many Americans remember, was the sprightly 16-year-old gymnast who charmed the nation at the 2008 Olympics, winning a gold medal on the balance beam as well as silver medals for the team, all around, and floor exercise competitions. For a teenager from Des Moines, Iowa, sounds like a dream come true. But for Johnson, the return home didn't go quite as she imagined. She struggled with her newfound fame and, for a time, an eating disorder. Today, Johnson is a confident mentor and body image speaker, and she's on her way to Rio to watch the U.S. Olympic team compete there. The opening ceremony is this Friday, so let's chat with Johnson today as we begin a series of conversations at Here and Now all this week with medalists about life after the Olympics. Shawn Johnson, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So let's go back to 2008, because you've said that despite winning a gold medal at the Olympics on the balance beam and three silver medals, you still felt devastated. You didn't come home feeling like you were on top of the world, as everyone assumed you were. What was going on then?
For me, it was always this, I don't know, I had so much pressure on me and so many expectations going into the Olympics that I was going to walk away with four or five Olympic gold medals. And for me, I just kind of felt like I'd come up short and had a void when I left. And I don't know, for me, it just, I was really proud of myself, but I felt like all the media was saying that I had failed.
Wow, you still felt a void after winning so many medals. You felt like you should have run the table on gold there.
I don't think I felt like I personally had a void. I felt like I had, I don't know, almost a world-inflicted void because the media and general public, I guess, convinced me to believe I should.
And it was really hard to tune that out and focus on yourself.
Incredibly difficult. It's, you know, the world kind of against you, and it takes a lot of effort to, I don't know, to tune the world out.
You were 16 years old, correct?
Yep. Sophomore in high school.
Tell us about the first year after Athens and what it was like being home and how you adjusted to that post-Olympic world.
Coming home from the Olympics was crazy. I, you know, believed all the way up into the Olympics that I was going to return home, return back to high school, go back to, you know, my normal everyday life and just be a normal teenager. And I kind of got slapped across the face afterwards with just chaos and reality that wasn't going to happen, which is awesome. I had so many opportunities and great things that I got to experience, but it was a whirlwind.
Chaos, whirlwind. You were just a teenager and you were adjusting to this new celebrity life.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Nothing can prepare you for it, but, you know, the demand for interviews and appearances and travel was crazy right after the Olympics, and it was exciting, but it was something that was new to me and something I was kind of sorting through and learning how to handle.
And did you ever feel like, I didn't ask for this, I'm just a teenager, let me hang out with my friends and text and have fun?
Yes and no. I mean, it was a huge, huge blessing. I felt like I had been gifted with the celebration and praise and respect of all the hard work I had put in. So that was really exciting and awesome. But I was a teenager that didn't know what to do with my life. I feel like every kid goes through confusion. And for me, you know, walking off an Olympic stage with a gold medal and being thrown into a Hollywood lifestyle and, you know, trying to sort everything out and figure out the business world and what I was going to do with school and college and everything. It just was confusing. I just hadn't had a second to breathe to figure out what it is I wanted to really do.
So when you were living these two lives, as you put it, how did you adjust or handle that confusion, or did that just become the new normal for you?
Over time, it kind of became my new normal, but adjusting to it was just sorting through all of the opportunities, learning what I liked and disliked and what felt good for me and what felt true to me. And, you know, over the course of years, I kind of guided my path into something that I was truly passionate about and excited about.
For a time, you considered a comeback for the 2012 Games in London. Tell us what happened.
It all kind of stemmed from I was skiing for my 18th birthday and took a fall and tore everything in my knee and needed my first surgery ever. And I remember thinking to myself, what if I could never do gymnastics again? And for me, my challenge to myself was never to go back to the 2012 Olympics. It was just to get healthy again and to kind of rehab my knee. And through that process, I kind of got the bug and tried to make the team, but my knee just wasn't having it. So retired about a week before Olympic trials with another knee injury. And it was disappointing, but I don't know. I don't feel like my heart was in it by then anymore.
Tell us about that moment that you decided you were done with gymnastics. Was it a tough moment?
Yeah. It's really difficult for any elite athlete to kind of give up the one thing they've devoted their entire life for. So it was challenging and emotional and, deciding to kind of put aside the one thing that I knew I could succeed at was scary, but it was also liberating because I got to finally turn the page and go to the next chapter.
Since then, you've written a book, you've gotten married, you have turned the page. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's exciting.
And do you feel like you've successfully adjusted to life after the Olympics and after being an elite athlete?
I think so. I feel like I'm, learning every day and making new goals and challenges every day for myself. And I can honestly say I'm happy. I'm content. I'm excited. I'm, to a point where I no longer feel like I have a void with gymnastics. I've kind of filled that void with other hobbies and interests.
Like what?
A ton of different things. My husband, being a wife. I working with young kids, mentoring them. I do public speaking. I'm a personal fitness trainer. I'm a part of a ton of really powerful campaigns that kind of promote body image and, good-hearted topics of conversation.
Yeah, one of those ads is for Dove soap that has been praised for its advertising that promotes a healthy body image for women. Tell us about that series of new ads.
Yeah, it's an incredible campaign. It's by Dove, and it's called Have Your Say, or it's hashtag My Beauty, My Say. And it's basically just trying, there's this huge trend out there that people want to just rip apart women for their looks and their body and their appearance and their so-called beauty instead of actually, critique them or bring them up for their skill and talent and ability, especially in athletics. And I went through it, and I'm trying to make sure, with Dove, that we can not have the next generation have to go through it. I feel like they critique every female athlete that way. I remember competing and reading more headlines and titles and articles that talked about how I was stocky and muscular and not the stereotypical gymnast body. And it frustrated me so much because I'd worked so hard to be respected for my skills and, to read these articles that didn't even mention it. It was frustrating as an athlete.
So reflecting on all that, what advice do you have for girls and women who might feel the pressures you do heading into their Olympics in Rio?
I would say, for every girl, whether you're an athlete or not, I feel like in your respected field and with who you are, not to let people change your appearance because they have an opinion that doesn't, coincide with yours. And don't let anybody change you. I feel like the strongest and most powerful thing any woman can do is be true to who she is.
And I understand you're about to head to Rio to the Games. Tell us about that.
I am. I'll be in Rio commentating for Yahoo. I'll be doing all their digital content and following the gymnastics competitions and Team USA.
Shawn Johnson is a former Olympic gymnast, a gold medal winner, and the author of Winning Balance. Shawn, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.